venerable heart hearers, brothers and sisters, first of all, before I begin to speak on the subject I have selected, I have to say few words about our coming here.
我们在座的诸三长老,
you all know Venerable Thamnima Thera. Venerable Thamnima Thera wanted to invite some bhikkhus, some monks from Sri Lanka to chant Dhamma, to make a Dhamma chanting according to Sri Lankan way, and also some other purposes, religious purposes. So he included me to the coming group of monks, but I was ill, I refused. But whenever
Parvatsani Karan Lakti,
oh yes.
<笑>我们在座的诸三长老各位善知识，在今天晚上的演讲之前，我想先说明几句话，介绍我们来台湾此行的因缘。首先是强地玛法师，他写信邀请我 能够带领几位斯里兰卡的长老法师们来台湾，依照斯里兰卡唱诵的方式来诵经，同时进行其他的宗教活动。可是当时我仍在生病之中，所以我就婉拒了这邀请。
Though I was unwell and lying on bed, Venerable Ananda Mangala, one of my beloved disciples, came over to me. I told him I couldn't go. I refused. But he urged me. He would look after me. And over again he asked me to come. So I could not refuse his word. Then I also accompanied the coming party of Theras.
当时我身体并不怎么样子的舒服，我是躺在病床上的，可是由于阿兰达曼嘎拉这位长老， 他也是我的弟子之一，就来到我的病床前面，要求我能够来台湾，一直敦促我能够来台湾，我就没有办法拒绝了。因为曼卡巴长老他告诉我说，他愿意来照顾我，于是我就带领了这个其他的斯里兰卡的长老前来台湾。
But fortunately, after I came over here, I felt much better than when I was in Sri Lanka.
但非常幸运的是，当我抵达台湾之后，我比在斯里兰卡的情况好得多了。And
our coming here, our journey here, was prepared by Venerable Thamnima Mahathera.
我们来台湾拜访的旅程完全都是由强地玛法师他所安排的。He
instigated Vice President to invite us, so we all came.
他请立法院的副院长 出面来邀请，因此我们就来了。
After we came here, wherever we went, we were highly respected by laymen, I mean Buddhist lay devotees, as well as Buddhist monks and nuns.
来到台湾之后，所到之处，我们都受到
台湾佛教四众弟子
热烈的欢迎。
Therefore, I have to first of all, I must be thankful to Venerable Chandima for us to take over here.
因此，首先我必须深深地感激强地玛法师来安排这次的行程，给我们这么多的照顾。
After I came over here, I felt if I Sri Lanka also would be like this country, how good it would be.
我们来到这里之后，我们总是这么样的希望斯里兰卡如果能够像台湾这般的话，那斯里兰卡应该是另外一种新的面貌。
For all this, I must thank Venerable Chandima.
总之，我必须要感激强地玛法师。
Next to him, I must express my thankfulness to the able interpreter I have got. It is this gentleman.
除了强地玛法师之外，我也必须感激翻译者。
Now, as you have come to listen to me, I thank you all, and then now I begin my talk.
现在诸位来到此地，要听我的演讲。所以我们就开始我们的演讲。
The subject of my talk is I.
我的演讲题目是我。
Please don't misunderstand that E-Y-E-I. It is not that I what I am going to speak to you. It is when you say I go, I come.And so on, that I mean by I as my subject.
请不要误会，我所说的我就是我是某某人，我想要到哪里去的那个我，我所要谈的不是这个我。
Now, let us start. What is this I?
让我们先来看看。什么是我呢？
You everybody use the word I.
诸位每一个人都使用我这个字。
I also use the word I.
我也是用我这个字。
The whole world use the word I.
全世界的人都使用我这个字。
Even gods and Brahmas.And all other people, they all follow the idea, I think.
即使是神、政府或是任何所有人都一直在说这个我、我、我。
So, see how powerful the idea I is.
因此请诸位要了解我这个字力量有多大呢？
The whole world is army of this I.
全世界可以说都是我的军队。
Nobody isBrave enough to attack this I.
让我们来看看那个我是什么真理。
So powerful is I, the idea I. which is universal, the whole world is under it.
我的观念是这么样的讲，全世界都在使用的这个字眼。
But there was one person.
但那是错误的人。
Some 2,500 years ago, rose against this idea of I.
2,500多年前已经谈过这个的我。
He was the only hero who came forward to attack this idea I, while all the universe, all the other people are on the side of I.
佛是唯一站出来来对抗全世界都在使用的我的观念的英雄。
So now we have to understand what is this I. So the Buddha attacked this I idea. What is this I?
所以我们都知道了我这个字的观念什么意思，佛陀他站出来攻击我的观念。
To what do you use this term, this name, I?
他是怎么样子来指出我这个字呢？
I say, I must examine what is I in me. You may examine what is I in you. Everybody may think of this.
我是用我的意思来检查我这个字，您诸位也可以用你的意思来检验这个我这个字的意思，每一个人都有他自己对我的看法。
I tell you how I find it.
我要告诉诸位我是怎么样发现它的。
When I say, I beat a man with the hand. I say, I beat him.
当我说我打一个人的手的时候，
我说我打他。
If a man kicks out a man, he says, I kicked him.
当有一个人踢了另外一个人的时候，他会说我踢了那个人。
If a man gives something to somebody, he says, I gave it to him.
如果有人把某件东西给另外一个人，他也会说我把这件东西给了他。
So everywhere there is I.
因此到处都有我。
Now what is this I?
那这个我又是什么呢？
Please carefully examine each of you of yourself.
请自己很仔细的来检验我是什么意思。
I examine myself.
我自己也来检验了我。
When I examine where is this I, I find my body.
当我检验我是什么意思的时候，我发现所谓我就是我的身体。
It's the body all that I have.
那是我所拥有的是身体。
There is something more called mind.
那还有呢是心。
So I see within the so-called me.Or so-called I, two things, body and mind.
因此我发现受隔的我还有主隔的我，那就是都在我们的身和心之内。
According to our experience, apart from this body and mind, is there any other thing to be called I?
根据我们的经验，除了 我们所拥有的身、看、心之外，还有其他的我吗？
Let us examine body.
现在让我们来检查所谓的身体。
When we examine body, we find.
当我们检查身体的时候，我们发现。
Our body is a collection of mental units.
我们发现所谓的身体只不过是众多物质单元的集合体而已。
Apart from mental units or atomic units, there is no body.
除了物质的单位，还有或者是极微的单位之外，就没有其他可以称之为我的了。
So this.Matter units which makes our body are always changing.
因此，构成我们所谓的身体的那些物质的单位都是一直在改变之中。
But you don't feel or you don't see that your body is changing.
但诸位并看不出，也感觉不出。你是在改变之中。
But there is a way to understand this fact.
但我们有另外一种方法来了解。
You all were small children one time.
诸位若干年前还是小孩子。
Now you are a big person.
我们现在已经长大成人。
When did you become big?
诸位什么时候是长大成人的？
Not at once.
那不是一瞬间的事。
Not in one moment.
那不是瞬刻之间的事。
That means every moment our body grows.
换句话说，每一个瞬间我们都在成长，都在老。
The meaning of growing of body is nothing butAppearing matter units, new matter units due to food and other things which support the body.
所谓的成长，只不过是那些物质或者其他的物质单位构成了你的身体。
All over the body.
整个的身体
matter units rise and immediately, instantly vanish, and instead of that, another one follows. So, all the time, there is rising and vanishing of matter units all over the body.
在我们整个身体之中，物质的单元一直在升起，然后消失。消失的同时，又有另外一个新的单元升起，又消失，升起又消失。
As you do not have developed mind eyes to see this, actually this happened.
可是因为我们的心智不够成长。因此看不到这个现象。
Now, when one matter unit dies and followed by, or immediately after that, a more powerful matter unit rise up, we call it the body grows.
当某一个物质的单位消失，而另外一个比较强的新的物质单位出现的时候，我们就说这是成长。
This happens all over the body.
这是每一个人都会发生的事。
Therefore, our body is nothing but a mass of, or a collection of ever rising and vanishing matter units.
因此我们所谓的身体只不过是这些物质单元不断地在升起在消灭而已。
There is no moment a matter unit not dying. Every moment it dies followed by another matter unit in its place.
没有哪一个时刻物质的单元是不消失的，每一个时刻物质的单元都是一直在生灭之中。
But you say I grow.
但诸位还会说是在成长。
What is that I?
那我是什么呢？怎么说它呢？
Because every matter unit rises and vanishes. It is followed by another one of the same sort.And rises and vanishes. So all over the body this happens. Then where is I? Unchanging I.
每一个物质的单元升起来又消失，又让另外一个新的物质单元升起消失来取代。如此的话，哪一个才是那个不变的我呢？
In this way, if we make a search of ourselves, make a search of our body carefully, wisely, we find this body is subject to momentary change every time, and there is, and we don't find any unchanging I there.
我们如果能够很仔细很有智慧的以这种方式来检查我们的身体的话，就可以发现没有哪一个物质的单元哪一个身体不是在时刻改变之中的。
Now it is clear that in the body you don't find unchanging thing called I.
如此很显然的我们就没有办法在身体之中找到一个不改变的我。
Now let us come to mind.
心又是如何呢？
We say we have mind, we think, and so on.
我们说我们有心，我们会想，等等。
What is mind?
心是什么？
Now, when something comes before my eye, seeing consciousness or seeing thought rises up.
现在如果有某一件事情跟某一个人的眼睛相接触，那么那个眼识就升起。
Immediately, if you hear some sound touches your ear, and hearing consciousness, hearing thought arises there.
如果有某一个声音吸引了你，立刻的你的耳识就升起。
Meanwhile, if something to be smelled, touches your nose, smelling consciousness, smelling thought rises up.
同样的情况，如果有哪一种生气、香气吸引了你，您的鼻识就升起了。
If in this way, through the senses, there are so many thoughts or consciousnesses.Rise up and vanish.
以这种方式，我们的五官五识就一直在升起，在消失之中。
Seeing thought or seeing consciousness is not hearing consciousness.
看、 是来自于眼识，而不是来自于这个耳识。
The thought that arises when you see is not the thought that you rise up, that you hear something.
您看到的时候所升起的意识，不同于您听到声音的时候所升起的耳识。
When you think something happened past, quite a different thought arises at the moment.
当您想起过去的事情的时候，那个记忆的意识作用就升起。
Meanwhile, when somebody touches your body, quite a different thought arises at the moment. At that moment.
同样的情况，如果有人触摸了你的身体，那当下那个身识就升起。
From this, one truth is clear, one fact is clear. What is that fact? We don't have one same thought at the moment. We have streams of rising and vanishing thoughts.
因此，有一个真理，有一个事实就非常的明显，并没有一个不变的心，我们的意识心一直是在升起消失之中。
One may call or one may say that the same inner thought sees it here, sees it the eyes and thusHearing the same thing, but if eye is blind, how can it see? If ear is deaf, how can it work? Therefore, there is no such thing, such inner power which sees or hears or does this and that.
如果有一个人说他是用了眼睛来看，用耳朵来听声音，不过如果眼睛瞎了，耳朵聋了，那个眼睛就不能看，耳朵就不能听。
When different objects touch your senses according to the objectThere arises a consciousness.
当不同的东西接触了你的时候，就有不同的意识思想升起。
So there is now a seeing consciousness, after some time hearing consciousness, after some time smelling consciousness, one time.A cruel thinking, another time, kind thinking. So, according to what happened, there is not one same thing which thinks all these things. According to the occasion, different thought arises.
因此，有时候眼识升起，有时候耳识升起。有时候鼻识升起，有时候意识升起，完全都是根据的当时的情况所接触的东西而有不同的意识升起。
So what we call mind is not one same thing. It is a series of thinkings, series of conscious states rising momentarily.
因此，所谓的心，并没有一个固定的心，它只不过是一系列不断在改变的思想意识而已。
A consciousness or a thought rises swifter, faster than physical parts. matter unit. So far, these thoughts rise up. Therefore, you can't catch it.
意识的升起，可以说比物质的部分来得快很多，因此我们没有办法认知得出。
Therefore, it appears to us as one same thought thinks or one same mind thinks, but actually it is a stream of thinkings, thinking actions, rising and vanishing infinitely.
因为意识的升起这么样的快，我们就误以为都是同样的一个思想，但实际上所谓的心，所谓的意识，只不过是一连串在改变的思想而已。
If a thought arises at a moment and disappears, allowing another thought to rise up, where is I? There is no I.
当一个思想升起又消失，立刻又有另外一个思想又消失，哪里是所谓的我呢？
I see with I, so I say, it is I who sees. Then again he says, I see with my ear. Where is this I? If I is blind, that the so inner working I does nothing.If ear is deaf, that inner working, so-called I is nothing. From this it is clear, there is no such inner thing which sees or hears. If there is such a thing, even without ear, even without eye, it can do the things of the senses.
我说我是用眼睛来看，我说我是用耳朵来听，可是当眼睛瞎了的时候，耳朵聋了的时候，就没有办法来看，没有办法来听，因此所谓的内在的看听这些的作用怎么可能是真的呢？
So what we have in our mind, mind is a term used by people. It is not one same thing. It is a series, a stream of thoughts, thought units or mind units. Apart from that, there is no I or anything in thought stream.
因此所谓的心只不过是一系列的思考，一系列的意识作用而已。
But there is one thing to say. You know, though our body is a collection of momentarily changing matter units, when they come togetherThey are very strong. They do very wonderful things, this body. But it is a collection of momentary changing matter units.
但有一点我们必须知道的是，我们的肉体是很多很多的物质单元所构成的。当它的力量强到足够于成就很多的事情的时候，我们就认为它就是身。
In the same way, the mental stream, every mind unit of mental streams, when they join together, they work together, they are so swift.They can rise up to high levels and can do wonderful things.
因此同样的情况，当心的细流能够足够的共同起来，来形成我们的思考的程度到一个很高的程度的时候，那就有所谓心的产生。这些心也是跟物质一样，都是瞬间在改变的。
Ordinary man's thought stream is lower. It can do very little.
一般的凡夫认为心是比较低层次的，可以做很多的事。
A virtuous man's thought stream, as it is full of good qualities, it is more powerful than the other one.
但这些有修行的善知识，却能够把心看到比较高的层次，做出比较好的成绩。
If you practice meditations properly, your thought stream rises high, and after all, it can do wonders.
诸位必须如法的禅修，将你的心提升到比较高的成就层次，因此能够做出比较好的成绩来。
If your mind stream turns towards discovery something or inventing something, it can do wonderful things. This is due to the coincidence of these mental units or mind units.
心之流如果能够发展到发现或者是发明某一种新东西的时候，那就是它功能的充分发挥，也是我们的意识心的充分发挥作用。
By practice of higher meditation like the Bodhisattva, if you develop your thought stream, mind stream, you can attain to Buddhahood even.
透过高级的禅修，诸位可以提升你的意识流、你的心流到佛的境界。
Though instantly rising and vanishing, this thought, according to its rising level, it can perform wonderful things.
因此，当心流升起的时候，就能够完成比较高的任务。
But none of them is unchanging I.
但没有哪一个是不变的我。
So, even Buddha's mind or Arahant's mind or mind of any other person, in all these minds are nothing but a stream of thinkings or mental units, mind units, and they are subject to change. There is no unchanging I.
因此，即使是佛陀的心，或者是我的心，或者是任何的人的心，都只不过是一长系列的心流的活动而已，并没有一个不变的心。
If there is no unchanging I, actually, why do we use that word?
如果没有一个不变的我的话，为什么还要再使用我这个字呢？
We in the world have to follow the conventional language.
我们生活在世界上，就必须遵循世俗地的用法。
You say sun rises, sun sets, but you are not telling lies. because you say that, nobody speak against you that you are a liar, because you say sun rises or sun sets, because it is the language of the common people, conventional language. Actually, there is no rising of sun or setting of sun. Due to the rotation of earth, this phenomenon happens. Therefore, there is no rise. But you say rise, that is the conventional language.
诸位说, 太阳升起了, 太阳下去了。 诸位并不是在说谎, 没有人会反驳你, 认为你是一个骗子, 因为你说, 太阳是在升起, 太阳下去了, 这只是世俗地, 日常的用语而已, 其实太阳并不是真的升起, 太阳也不是真的下去了, 只不过是由于地球的旋转，所以有所谓的日出日落。因此，您说太阳升起了，太阳下去了，并不是在说谎。
So according to the common language of the people, we say something, it may not be wrong. Nobody can call him from ultimate sense that he is a liar.
因此呢, 我们如果用日常的语言, 用世俗地的用法, 来称呼某件事情的时候, 并没有人会用圣义地的角度来驳斥你。
According to the science way of expressing, there is no sunrise or sunset. Sunrise and sunset is a language of the common people according to what they see.
根据科学的角度来看, 并没有日出日落。 所谓的日出日落, 只不过是日常的用语, 世俗地的 用法.
Even the very same scientist, though he knows that there is no sunrise or sunset, he has to use the same language, sunrise, sunset, and so on, because he has to follow the convention.
即使科学家知道并没有日出日落，可是科学家 仍然必须要用世俗地的日常用语来说日出日落。
Though within us, the so-called within us, there is nothing to be taken as unchanging I. In conventional language, we say, I go, I write, I live. It is mine, and so on. It is not lying. It is following the convention, using the conventional language.
即使在我们身内, 并没有不变的我, 可是我们仍然要说, 我去, 我来到, 我活着, 这并不是一种谎言, 这只是世俗地的日常用语。
Thus there is no unchanging I in this world.
同样地球上也没有一个不变的我。
Now we have understood what the so-called I is. So with this, I am going to finish my talk.
现在诸位已经了解了我们所谓的我的定义是什么，我就要结束今天的演讲。If
you want to ask a question, please ask.
欢迎诸位 任何的问题提出来。Here's one question. 大长老开示讲法四圣谛八正道，并解释无常和人生真相就是苦，同时也告知解脱苦得到涅槃的方法，但是和三法印中的诸法无我中的法是否相同？